Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We are live, by the way, not a replay. It is July 14th, 2021. Poor Will could not hook up to the internet through the station. Some technical difficulty from his house. He was going to try to be on, even though the guy has not slept since about 3 o'clock in the morning. I told him to take the night off anyway if he wanted to. And he was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to come on with you and Kelly. And then he texts me. He goes, I can't come on. So poor guy. He's probably laying there with insomnia right now. I know the feeling when you screw your sleep all up when you're working like different shifts and stuff. But it's you and I, Kelly. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm actually pretty good. I mean, I took a little napskis from about 1:30 till about 5:30. And yeah, I'm good to go now. I got to try to adjust back to normal life, even though my life's not normal. I haven't had a day job since January 1st. So, I mean, I am kind of living like Will says, I'm living like a kid during summer camp or whatever, or summer break, where I just sleep till 2 in the afternoon if I want. Yeah, you're right. I do. So, I don't know. I'm probably going to have to get a day job here soon just to get my crap together. But I've been kind of just swinging for the fences with comedy shows and radio and freelance work and stuff. But yeah, part of me wants to get a little normalcy, you know, like get back to grinding again, where it's like I have no life, no sleep, but I have more money. That'd be nice.
Yeah, it was nice while it lasted.
Exactly. So here we are. We did cover Monday, Tuesday, and today on the Mike Calta Show. Do appreciate everybody. Let us do that. That was really, really cool. So, a lot of stuff has unfolded here at the station. I woke up, found out the news about Drew and all that. So, oh boy, you know. Hope he's doing well. I hear that, you know, he's at home recovering, and it sucks. Sounds like he's maybe going through a similar, you know, situation that I went through and Will went through, where we were very, very sick. But I think I was more sick than Will when I had it. But, you know, we didn't have to go to the hospital or anything, thank God. So hopefully he recovers and comes out ahead of this thing sooner than later. So he's going to be broadcasting, I guess, from home tomorrow and Friday, I think is what I heard. So everybody sending out, I don't have to tell you to send love. I'm looking at social media. Everybody's pouring it out there. So, yeah, it's tough, man. Well, let's get to some one phone call here. It looks like we have, and then we'll get to what the hell news, and we'll get in more in depth with all the stuff that's going on locally and beyond. Let's go to Travis on line one. Hey, Travis, what's up, dude?
Hey, Johnny, how are you?
Good, man. Not bad. How you doing, bud?
I'm great. You know, I just want to call and say thank you for being on the air in the mornings. You know, that couch show usually gets me going. I like to listen to you guys as much as I can at night, but the schedule doesn't quite allow it. But
gotcha.
Anyway, just thank you. And, you know, it's been a great fill-in, and you guys are great, and you answered my question about Will. So what do you think
thanks,
about this
man.
Cuban thing, this Cuban crisis?
I have it right here on my prep page, man. We're going to kind of get into depth on it in the news, but yeah, I mean, obviously I think anybody, especially an American would root for the people to be freed from that horrible regime. You know what I mean? So, it kind of sucks what they've been going through for decades, you know, down there. So, but there's a lot of moving parts. So we want to make sure that, you know, that it's handled correctly. You know, there's all kinds of craziness that can happen. They're talking about, you know, having a mass exodus of refugees coming in the way they did in 1980. And that's not the way to do it. And, you know, there's a lot. I mean, in 1980, they unleashed all their prisons on us and just let them come. You know, there's a lot of crazy stuff happened.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, yeah, so I mean, we want to do it the right way, but you know, and you know, you, obviously you don't want to just go over there and bomb a country, you know, without, you know, trying to use some diplomacy and trying to work things out. So it's crazy. Everybody has like an opinion, but I don't know if anybody's really done a lot of research as to, you know, what's going on and everything else.
I think you're right. And hey, listen, just thank you again. And then I'll look for your shows here. I'm down in kind of Sarasota, neck of the woods. So,
gotcha.
All right, buddy. Seeing you live one of these days. Okay.
I'll be there at Sarasota Friday night, buddy. If you can come out, I'll be at the Bahia. Come on out, pal. We'll have a beer.
Will do.
All right, pal. Thanks, Travis. Later, bud. There you go. All right. Yeah, see, people are interested, Kelly, on what's going on. You know what I mean? With all the hot stuff going on right now, it seems like, you know, we're going through these spells of protesting in the last year. And now, you know, it's the Cuban folks and their plight. But this has been going on for a long time with them.
Well, I have to admit something a little embarrassing. So when we were going through the pandemic and in the last year of the last presidency, I had CNN and, you know, NBC News on in the background when I was working from home every single minute. I was plugged in. I knew everything that was going on. Once that the vaccine started rolling out, we got Biden in, I'm just like, oh, finally, I can breathe. I'm not going to be mad every day. And I don't really know what's going on anymore. I heard about Cuba today. I didn't even know that Elsa was coming until the day before. I didn't even know a hurricane was coming.
Like, what?
Had no idea. I don't pay attention. I don't, like, really do anything other than work. If I go out and have, like, one drink a week, maybe, but I'm not, you know, I'm watching Real Housewives in the background and working and not paying attention and shutting my brain off for once in the past.
I personally think you should have been doing that last year. It would have probably been better for your psyche. You know what I mean? I mean, I had to do that myself to where, cause I don't just watch one news. I watch them all, you know, so I could try to triangulate what the best, you know, version of the truth is. Cause everybody seems to have their own version of everything on both sides of the fence. And it's like, Jesus Christ, you know, but, yeah, I have found lately I watch the local news and they give me the national news I kind of need, but I'm kind of just done with like major news networks because it's like, okay, all right, like it's just weird. It's like having an influential set of uncles and aunts and they all have like their own agendas. It's like, all right, who am I listening to? I mean, I do like Aunt Barb. She's pretty cool, but sometimes she seems crazy. You know what I mean? So it's like, she's stressing me out, man. You know, I think I'm just going to hang out with my cousins. They like to drink and talk about sports. You know, that sounds like a lot more fun.
Exactly. So,
I like to do that. That's a little bit better. But even it's with sports now, it's a lot of politics in sports. It's like, you know, I get upset sometimes, like ESPN just kind of shoves politics down your throat. You know, hey, I'm trying to get the baseball score, man. Can we calm it down? Like, this is, you know, sports is supposed to be like a release, you know, like, you know, a break from all this crap. But, yeah, it's nuts, man. It is nutty. Now, I will say this about the whole Cuban thing. I feel like I jinxed the local area here because we were talking about it on Tuesday about how the protesting fired off in Havana and in Cuba and in Miami. And then we had protesting here. And I said, you know what? Good. I said, I saw them down on Dale Mabry and Himes. You know, I saw the reports. And I said, from all the footage I saw, it looks like, you know, they're not doing like the some of the idiots that, you know, were blocking the interstates and stuff last year. Like they're protesting, but they're not trying to, you know, block ambulances and first responders from getting to people. And then last night I get a news update and the Tampa Police Department's trying to stop people from running on the I-275. I'm like, oh my God, come on, y'all, don't do this. And my first thought was the people running on the I-275 probably aren't Cuban Americans. There's probably like some teenagers that are just feeling like they want to go out and be dumb. And I saw some of that last year. And it's like, you guys are taken away from the real protesters, the people that are really trying to make a change. When you're out there just having a block party, being douchebags. It's like, come on, man. I don't want to hit somebody in my damn Kia. I got to live with that guilt. You know, I don't want that. You know, I'm trying to drive home. You know, get off the damn interstate. It's crazy. Plus, what did I do to Cuba? I didn't do anything. I support Cuba. I mean, you know how much Cuban food I eat every year? You know what I mean? Like, come on. I'm drinking a coffee con leche right now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.